holding daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. In the middle of the Shalos Machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish, where the Yediyah Sofik is Mechalak to make you bring two Chatois. The case was where you ate a piece of Kezayat Chalev Fishagig, and then after that you had a Sofik. Yediyah means you know you ate it, but you have a Sofik whether it was Osir or not. Then later you ate another piece of Chalev, and then later you found out that really what you ate both times was about the Chalev. So Shalom is a Yechayiv two Chatois or not. Do we say the fact you had a Yediyah in between, usually your Yediyah is Mechalik to make a two separate Maisim, but here the Yediyah in between was not that you ate Vader Chalev, it's only that it was a Sofik Chalev. So Yechanan says it's not Mechalik, it's called one Maisa of Eira. But Shaka says yes, it is Mechalik. So last Shalom was we had that we asked a question, now it said that we asked a Stira on Rosh Lakish and Rosh Lakish. The time, because last Lakha was in the case we had two roads, and one road was Tomei, one road was Tor. So the person went down both roads, and then he went to the Beis Migdish, sees Vade Tomei, Chayav Karban, Olav Yerid. What's going to be, he went down the first road, and then he went to the Beis Migdish. So at that time, the Gortz of Sofik. Then he was became Tor, Minas Sofik. He went to the Mikvi, Yad Azor, Sheni, Shlishi, Rishvi. And then he went down the second road, and then he went to the Beis Migdish. So says Chayav. Says that what? He's chayav to bring a korban, or lev yerid, because again, the manashoch, he did the chet. He went down the first road, and he went into the Beis Hamikdash. Then he went down the second road. So manashoch, after going down one of these two roads, he was vade tomei, and he went to the Beis Hamikdash, therefore he's chayav a korban. However, now, topic more of Yutef, it says, Rabbi Shimon Poyte. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Yutef, Shimon Poyte bezu. Rashi says, why? The shnei tumas ninu. Alkol chodah v'chodah kenisam, and each time he went in, you could say shvil zehu atorim. Each time he went in, it's a suffix by itself, and each one we have a right maybe to say that road was torim. Zilkech therefore leki yediyah v'adoyis petchilam. There's no vada yediyah to say the person knows for sure he was tomei before he went to the Beis Hamikdash. That's the locho of a tumas mikdash binyan yediyah betchilam. You have to have yediyah. The pshat is you have to first know that you were tummy, and then you forget that you're tummy. You go to the Beis Hamikdash, and later you remember. But if you never had a yediyah v'adoyis that you were tummy, you're potter from the korban olav yerid. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says here in this last case, you're potter in a korban, because each time you went in, you did not have a vada yediyah that you were tummy. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda potter b'kulut. He also told you potter from all of them. Even the first case also, even though he went down both roads, still he holds that you're potter from the korban. The question is why? Some Rava says, we're talking about Rav Yerachur Tzakasha. How could you be potter even in the first case? The first case was where this one person went down the first road, then he went down the second road. So who the person like knows for sure he's coming now? And then he goes into the Beis Hamikdash. How could he say he's potter from the korban? So Mar says, "I'm a Rav Hocher, my askinon." We're talking about Rav Hocher. My askinon could go in Sholach Birishon. He went down the first road. Uvishas he luchay b'sheni. At the time when he went down the second road, later Shochach, the person forgot Sholach Birishon that he went down the first road. So the kitzim is going down the second road. He does not know for sure that he's tamei. And then he went into the Beis Hamikdash. So he never knew really for sure that he was tamei. Overall, please use the machlekes over here. That the tanakamis of our niksas yediya ki yediya dami. A niksas yediya, that's also considered like yediya. Here, lemaisi, you have a suffix whether you were tamei or not. That's also called like yediya to know that you're tamei. For Rav Shimon Sava, no, niksas yediya lav ki yediya dami. That's not called the yediya. The fact that you only know a suffix that you're tamei or not, that's not called like yediya's tumma. That's why Rav Shimon holds your potter from the carbon. And Tanakam holds no, that's enough of Yediyah to say that Yechayiv, that's called the Vada Yediyah. Sofik Yediyah is like the Vada Yediyah. Now, Omama, what would you say before? Holach Berishon, this one person went down the first road. Again, there were two roads there. One had a mace buried there, one did not. We did not know which road, we forgot. Now, this person went down the first road. V'nichnas, he went to the Beis Hamikdash. But V'hizah V'tovol, he was Matayir himself. He had a zot in the mechat, and then he went to the mikvah. So he's vadi tohor now. Then volach b'sheni, he walked down the second road. V'nichnas, then he went into the Beis Hamikdash. Here it says chayiv, is chayiv a korban. The question is, am I chayiv hakvisei chayiv? You do not know for sure that you were tamei. You went down the first road, but then you went to the mikvah. So it's part, and then you went down the second road, and you went to the Beis Hamikdash. So each time, you never knew before you went in that you were vadei tamei. The first road, maybe that road was tall. By the time you go down the second road, maybe the first road was the road that was tamei, and you already went to the mikvah. So you're tall. So why you chayiv the korban? I do not have a yediyah. And on this, Amar Rosh Lakish says, Hamani Rabbi Shmuel, I'll tell you this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The what the loyboy yediyah betchila. The according to Rabbi Shmuel, do not have to have a yediyah to know that you are badei tamei before you go into the Beis Hamikdash. It's enough that later, after you come out of the Beis Hamikdash, now you remember that you were tamei. You do not have to have a yediyah before you go in. That's where Rosh Lakish answers. Rabbi Yechon says no, that afilu tamei rabbanit gemasai goes according to Rabbanim. I'll tell you, can also suffer yediyah ki yediyah. Here we made a suffer yediyah like yediyah. For Korban, this is the theorem. Here Rabbi Yechon holds that a suffer yediyah is called like yediyah. And before in the last part we say, no, Rabbi Yechon holds that a suffer yediyah is not called yediyah. And here Rosh Lakish, that before said suffer yediyah is ki yediyah, here Rosh Lakish does not answer that way. Here Rosh Lakish has to say a new Torah that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Mora says that Tzvaka Daitik, we thought, Kan also, Fuad Din L'chola Torah Kula. When the Yechonin says that Kan also, here they made a Sofa Yediyah like a Vadi Yediyah, it's not only here, but he meant to say that's Hishita, here and all over, a Sofa Yediyah is considered like Yediyah. If so, Kashid Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin, Kashid Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin, there's no stira. Lekasha can also have the chol haTorah kulo loy. And Echnami before Rabbi Yechon hold that a suffik yediyah is not called like a yediyah. I hear he says it is. It's only here and no place else. My time. What's the reason? Hochi gabi tum over here by yichus tumom. Sivit says v'nela mimenu v'utamei yediyah diyispo nami suffik chayiv. Any type of yediyah you have, you chayiv with. Chayiv Kuro, it's only over here to say that a Sofa Yediyah helps. Our B'chor HaTorah Kulik Sivu over says, Hoyhoy De Lov Chatosai, meaning to say, Yisla Yediyah Udim Chayiv, if you know for sure that you were Tomein, then you Chayiv. But a Sofa Yediyah is not called Yediyah. Therefore, there's no theory in Rabbi Yechonin. Only over here, by this, if it's Tuma based on Migdash, does he hold a Sofa Yediyah is enough. But all over here, you have to have a Vada Yediyah to Mechalik from one carbon to another carbon. El Lukhur Tastir and Rosh Lakish, El Rosh Lakish Kasha. That Adam Mukum Lakhur Mishmur, what do you have to say? His brother goes according to Mishmuril. It says you do not have to have Yediyah at all. Look, Makrev, let us not go according to Rebbe. And you tell me according to Rebbe that his Sophic Yediyah is like a Vad Yediyah. Samara says, no. Hokka Master must teach us that Rebbe Yishmuril Namele Boy Yediyah Betchila. That he's teaching us this, you said that there is a Mandiyam Rebbe Yishmuril that holds that Vilchas Tumas Pesam Yigdash. You do not need Yediyah L'Kachil to be Chayiv HaKorban. For the more that is Chiddush, Homas Nisit, the Pharisee Mishnah. The Tanan we learned, Rabbi Yishmur Leimah, the Pasuk says, V'nelam, Shtei Pomim, he is the Chayiv Alehelem Tuma, the Alehelem Mikdash, that even though you only forgot that you were Tuma, you forgot it was a base Mikdash. Meaning to say, do not have to have Yediyah B'Tchila. Rashi says, Midavkit, Hani Trei V'nelam L'Hach Trosha, I'll molest the idea of Betchila. The idea is Tumma, the boy of Betchila, the slave, the mafriyelam mehaf, trevenelam. That's what the Gemara says in Shavuos. You have to have the idea of Lechatchila. You have to first know that you have Adi Tomei. And then you forget and you go to the Beis Hamikdash. It's only because you're dashing the words venelam, venelam. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, since he dashes these two words, venelam, venelam, or something else, he does not need the idea of Lechatchila. So we know that already Rabbi Shmuel sheet is that way. So why is there a Shlokash to teach us this way? So Mora says, no, Yitzchak, we need it. Because otherwise, Sal Kodadachim and Raibur thought to say, Mikra Lestle, true, he doesn't know from these Tukim, but Migmar Isle, maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds from a Gemara from a Kabbalah, that he also holds maybe after have Yediyah Badois to Mechayiv you, is Kamashmon, that's what Slokas Chiddush know, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, you do not have to have Yediyah Badai, even though you never knew you were Tomei, and you went to the Beis Hamikdash, and later you realized that you were Tomei, You have a chiyuv to bring a korban oil of a yerid. Says the chiddush for a shlokish, he could have said a sofi gedi is enough, but he wants to say a bigger chiddush. It goes according to Rabbi Shmuel that holds you do not need a yediya at all. Now the Mishnah says, let's say chaylev benoisav lefonav. Somebody had a piece of chaylev in front of him and a piece of noisav. And Rashi says, uksav, the person thought that shneim shumu datera, both of them, both pieces are mut, you allowed to eat them. They thought they're both kosher meat. But really, one was chaylev, one was noisav. For yochal achmim, he ate one of the two. V'eni yedei ezimim mochli. He's not for sure which one of the two he ate. Kitzi doesn't know which was the name of the yisav, but he knows for sure now that he ate a nisav. Or else, let's say a similar case could be ishto nido v'yachoisa ima babayis. His wife that's a nido is in the house, and also he has a sister in the house also. Shodak b'yachmim made a mistake and lived with one of the two. And v'eni yedei a lady is not sure v'yezimim shodak, which one he lived with, he's not sure. So he for sure did a chet b'shegeg, and he's not sure whether he was boiling nido or whether he was boiling sister. A similar case would be Shabbos v'yom kippurim. One day first, let's say it was Yom Kippur, or first day was Shabbos, then it came Yom Kippur, one day after another day. V'yosa malocha ben hashmoshis. He did a malocha ben hashmoshis. He did now malocha, v'yosa malocha ben hashmoshis. Means in between Shabbos, let's say, and Yom Kippur. Moitzoi, like ben hashmoshis of Shabbos, moitzoi Shabbos, going into Yom Kippur, case for Shabbos was first. And the next day was Yom Kippur, he did a malocha now ben hashmoshis. And then you day, it's not for sure, then v'yezimim also, which one, which day was the malocha done? We don't know, ben hashmoshis is a suffix, whether it was Shabbos or whether it was Yom Kippur. So b'shas, he did the malocha, he was a shaking, he thought today was choyel, he thought it was a weekday. The lady found out what he did, so it's a suffix, he knows for sure it did an aveira. But the shal was, he's not sure whether he did a chilul Shabbos or whether he did a chilul of Yom Kippurim. Another case. So the Mishnah says, Rebbe Lezer Mechayev Chatis. In all these cases, Rebbe Lezer, all the Chayev Chatis. Even though you do not know for sure what the name of the chet was, but as long as you know for sure you did a Vadei chet, you have a chiyuv to bring a korban chatis. For Rebbe Yeshua Poitim, Yeshua holds no yipotah. We'll see in the Gemara why Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Asher chot abo, at shivod le b'machotah. A person has to know exactly for what chet he did to bring the korban. And here we have the doubt, he has a suffix, what was the name of the chet, he's potter from the korban chatis. That's the machlekes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Lenech luku, they don't argue, Aloi some locha ben hashmoshes shu potter. If he does the locha ben hashmoshes, that for sure he's potter. Even though this was a ben hashmoshes between Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, and like for sure he did a locha on the yom that's also, still, he owes this potter from the korban Rabbi Yosef. Why? Shani Yom, because I have a right to say that Mixas also Hayom or Mixas also Lamachom. Yes, Ben Hashmashis, like after Shkia until Pesach Chovim, is like a Sophic, whether it's called today still or whether it's called tomorrow. So when he did the Malacha right now, Ben Hashmashis, you have a tzad to say the beginning of the Malacha was still Shabbos. And by the end of the Malacha, it was already Yom Kippur. So it comes out on each day, you only did a Chassi Malacha. Therefore, Chassi Shkia, you put it from the Korban. He would say it's not a vada chet, you put it from the korban. Aman nechleku, where is the machlekes? According to Rabbi Yosi, aman nechleku, where does Rabbi Lezer and Yabishu argue? Alois a melocha b'teich hayom, a person does a melocha in the middle of the day. Because the end of your day is not for sure in b'Shabbos tosim yom kippur moso. Again, we're first to b'Shabbos then yom kippur. And b'Shabbos did the melocha, he thought it was choyel. Then later, 2 days later, he realizes either I did a melocha on one of those 2 days, and he's not sure which day he did the chet. So that's the case where the machlekes is, whether he's chayev chatis or not. That Rebbe Lezer holds he chayev, because for sure he was mechalal either Shabbos or Yom Kippur. And Rebbe Yeshua says, no, you potter, you do not know for sure which one was the chet. Or else another case would be the machlekes. Oy al ho'isa, a person for sure did a malach on Shabbos, let's say. But then your day is not for sure, me'en eza malach also. Which type of a malach he did, that he's not sure about. The Rashi says he's not sure whether he did a Maisa Harisha, whether he plowed the ground in Zareya, whether he seeded the ground. So he has a doubt which Malach he did. So that's the Machlokes. For sure he did a Chet. So according to Rabbi Lezer Yechayev, according to Rabbi Shua Yepot, he did not know what was the name of the Malacha. So he says there, on this case, Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Chatas, Rabbi Shua Poita. So that's the Rabbi Yisrael and the Machlokes. The Ben Hashmosh, as he holds, the report according to everybody. Rav Yehuda says now, Poitra Hoya Rav Yeshua, Rav Yeshua, when he holds the potter in this case, Afmi Yashim Toli, even potter from the Yashim Toli. We won't explain exactly what the case will be of the Yashim Toli. But even in a similar case, we have a suffix. You do not know what the shame of the Issa was, and there's a suffix whether you did the Issa or not, you'd be potter from the Yashim Toli also. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shazuru Yomrim, they both say that, Lo Nech Leku, they do not argue, Adovishu Mishem Echot Shuchayiv. If there's something that's Mishem Echot, as Rabbi Lezer, that he holds, you don't have to have Yivodim Machot and Mishu holds, you do have to do it. They don't argue, Adovishu Mishem Echot. Rashi says, Kugurin, let's say Shtei Ilonis, you have two trees, Shom Menechot upon him, you have two apple trees. It's only a suffix. He doesn't know from which tree did he pull off the apple. But he knows for sure later that he pulled off a tree on Shabbos, and he knows for sure it was an apple tree. Even though he's not sure from which tree, then everybody agrees that he would be chayiv. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's called hoida lof chatos. He knows he did a chet of picking off on Shabbos. Did everybody hold you chayiv? Amanechleku, where is the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua? Adov eshum mishum beis shemus, what has two names on it. So Rashi says tupshat and what does shnei shemus mean? Either means for going sofik kotza sofik tochen. We have a doubt whether they did the malach of cutting something off the tree or whether they did the malach of grinding it. Or else the number says a big chiddush. You know, it could even be sofik tainim sofik anovim. He has a doubt whether he pulled off figs or whether he pulled off grapes. Even though it's the same malach of picking off, but still he has a sofik. What was the tree? What was the name of the pre? That's also called shnei shemus. Here's the machlekes. Because the Ma'is, you know for sure you did a chet. But the Yeshua point, according to Yeshua, no, you have to know exactly what was the shame of the Malacha. And according to Rashi's second shot, even though the Malacha was Kaitzer, but you have to know exactly what type of a pre you picked off. Yehuda says, even the person had in mind to pick off figs. For Likat Anovim, by mistake, he picked off grapes. Or else the opposite way, Anovim, he had a mind to pick off grapes. Velikya Tainan, by mistake, he pulled off Tainan, picked off figs. Or else Shcheris, he had a mind to pick off black ones. Velikya Levonis, by mistake, he picked off white ones. Or else the opposite way, Likoy Levonis, he had a mind to take off white figs. Velikya Shcheris, he took off black figs. It is also Machlaikis, that according to Rabbi Lezer, Mechayev Chatzis, because later he found out for sure he knows he did a chet. If Yeshua pointed, according to Yeshua, is still Yepotah. Since you have a doubt, or it was Lainus Kavin, and what you didn't do, what you wanted, you're potter according to Yeshua. So this is the big chiddush that Yehuda holds, that according to Yeshua, you're potter over here. And the Gemara will see the exact case the Gemara says is that he had really in mind to take off both, black and white, because he thought that he had in mind first to take off the white, then to take off the black. And the Maaseh, when he went to do it, he did it the opposite way. First he took off the black ones, then he took off the white ones. The old Yipotah, since it was not Maskai and Machshavtoi, is not exactly the way you want to do it. See, all the according to Yeshua Yipotah. Now the Mishnah says, Omer Reb Yehuda, some have the gears that should be Omer Reb Shimon. The Gemara we have our gears is Omer Reb Shimon. Shimon says, Tamani, I wonder how could you say that pshat? Tamani im Omer Reb Leza. Tamani im Potah Bo Reb Yeshua. He wondered, is it really true that Yeshua would have a say Yipotah in such a case? That's also considered a case of like Yipotah from Echatis, because it was learned as Kayim Echshavtoi. Because he says, him came, and so Hashem has a question, Loma Nema, what is the Pasuk have to say, Ashechota Bo, Prafla Mesasik? We know we have a special Pasuk to say, the Mesasik. I mean, you think you're doing one thing, and it comes out you're doing something else, that's Yipotah. A special Pasuk, Ashechota Bo, Prafla Mesasik, where you're not Meschavim to do what you wanted to. The case there is, you're Meschavim, let's say, you had a mind to cut off a cucumber that was already picked off ready. And by mistake, you cut off a cucumber that was attached to the ground. The case of Yipotah, that's called Misasik. So the question is, if you hold the according to Rabbi Yeshua, Yipotah in such a case, even though what? You're not Misasik. Like you had a mind to cut off both, Shcheris and Levonis. Just you did it the opposite way. That's also called the Pturim. So if Yipotah over here, then for sure Yipotah by real Misasik. We didn't have intention to do what you plan to do, like we'll see in the Gemara, all the cases of Mesasik. So it gets a question, like, what do you have to have a Pasuk, Ashachotah Bo, Prat the Mesasik, according to you, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're Potter anyway. So that's the Shimon's question, and Yehuda, the Avada, Rabbi Lezer, would not, Rabbi Yeshua, would not hold you Potter in such a case. avada min asami v'chayy b'chatis. Only in other cases of misasek, where you do not have intentions at all to cut, you had intention just to pick something up that was already cut off before, and now you went to cut it off, that's when you potter. But over here, where you have intentions of picking off the figs, just instead of picking off the white ones, you pick off the black ones, then avad you be chayy b'chatis according to Rabbi Yeshua. That's the way Rabbi Shimon learns. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Monif Shoch. Monif Shoch is chayiv achatis na Mishnah. Monif Shoch. Eliezer is the one that says, he's chayiv. I chelev ocha chayiv. Monif Shoch. The case of the Mishnah was, there was chelev and ois in front of him, and he ate from one of the two, and later he does not remember which one of the two he ate from. So Rabbi Eliezer holds chayiv achatis. What's a Monif Shoch? I noiser ochal chayiv. If he ate chela iyo, he chela bocha chayiv. He knows the rocha chayiv. Whichever one of the two he ate, he's chayiv achatis. So monashach is chayiv achatis. Or else, he ishta need to both live with his wife. There was a need. He's chayiv. He achleis the bol of chayiv. He b'shabbos sosam locha chayiv. He b'yom kippur masam locha chayiv. Monashach ablezol is he vayed did a chet now. The shas he did it, he was a shaygig. But now he realizes that he vayed did a chet. So pshit is chayiv achatis. On this, Omer Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua says back, no. Hare Yuwaim, the Postik says, Ashechot Abom. So we dashin, Achi Yevod Eloi B'ma Achota. Postik says, by Chiv Chattis, you only have Ashechot Abom if you know exactly what the Chet was. But here that you don't know exactly what the Chet was, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're Potter from Echattis. For the Mav Rabbi Lezer, Hai Bo Mayovalei, what does he do with this Postik, Ashechot Abom? Which is mashmi, you have to know exactly what chet you did. I, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if you don't know exactly which chet, as long as you know for sure you did a chet, yechayiv achatis. So what does he do with the extra word bo? Ashechot abo. So more answers, Rabbi Eliezer holds this miboyilei prat lamisasik. He uses this word ashechot abo to exclude a case of misasik. Rashi says here miboyilei prat lamisasik going the case of niskavin lazu. He had in mind to cut off, let's say, this apple. The Yosach Harrison did something else. That's where you potter. But over here, where you had a mind to eat this piece, just b'shas mais you thought it was mutter. Later we find out what you ate was awesome. But some mais, when you ate it, you had a mind to eat that. Just you do not know which issa you did, there you chayiv achatis. But over here, where you had a mind to do one thing, and you came out, you did something else, that's misasa, then you potter. So the kids, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rashi says, even by Shabbos, the reason why Mesasek is potter is because of this pasuk Hashechot Abo. Even though we'll soon see another Gemara later, we'll soon see the next Gemara says that by Shabbos there's another Sfor to say you potter. There's a Sfor you need Melechas Machsheves on Shabbos, and these things are often not called Melechas Machsheves Mesasek. But still, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Ptur is because of this pasuk Hashechot Abo, Pratla Mesasek. Only when you did one thing and you did not have intentions to do it, you thought you wanted to do something else, that's when you potter. For the case where you ate this piece, and you did what you had intentions to. So the lady, you have a suffix, whether it was chelev or noisa, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you chayiv achatis. The other Gemara says, misasik to mind, where does Rabbi Eliezer really need the pasuk to say that you potter? What type of misasik are we talking about over here? Either chalov v'aroi, is this the case that he is noisik in eating chelev, or else living with aroi, the two cases of the Mishnah, where he wants to eat one piece of meat, and by mistake eats the other piece, eats the chelev, or else he has a mind to live with his wife. And by mistake, misasik, your sister comes there, so you want to say what you potter, so the Gemara, no, the locher is chayiv, in these two cases, you chayiv. Because the Yomer of Nachman, Omar Shmuel, ha misasik, the chalotim, v'aroi is chayiv, even though you misasik, you think eating a double shaleti, you have in mind to eat something else, and it comes out now by mistake, eat the other thing, eat the chayiv, still you chayiv, and chattis. And the same thing by royis also. The reason is why you'll chekei nena, because the mighty you're having her no. Since you're having a no from it, that's the ikar, achet, and therefore you're chayiv for it. Rashi says, Mesasa, the chalavim would have been going, chayiv, b'shum, if you have two pieces, one treif and one kosher. And you know that one is treif and one is kosher. And you have a mind to eat the kosher piece. And by mistake, you overlook it, you look aside, and your hand goes to the other one, the treif one, and eat it. So in that case, it's Mesasik. Still, the locher is that you're chayiv achatis. The same thing by Roy, it's also Rashi, going, niskab, and lover, lishtai. You had a mind to live with your wife, and you thought that she was Torah. And then your sister was next to her, and your wife went away, and your sister went in there. And you went to live with your sister. So That's called misaser, that you thought you're living with your wife and really come out living with your sister. So even though usually all over Kol Tarakula misaser is potter, but over here by these two cases of eating, or you having hanor in living with your sister, the hanor tashmish, that's called shekinen yichayiv. So in these two cases yichayiv, that's not the case of misaser that you be potter. So now we look to Shaila how you go to the Gemara. According to Rashi, the Gisha should be Ella, rather the case is Misasik B'Shabbos. We need the Pesach to say if you Misasik B'Shabbos that you potter. And my time, what's the reason? Melechus Machshavos Sosu Torah. The Torah asks us Melechus Machshavos. And therefore, according to Rashi, Mashma, this is the Pesach that teaches us that you would have a Ptur Misasik and a Chlamy because of Melechus Machshavos. The Shita puts in the more the Gisa, the Shita of the Gisa is B'Shabbos potter. Tomer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Misasa B'Chalom Aroi, is Chayiv Shekeinenu, Misasa B'Shabbos is Potter. My time, what's the reason? Because the Melechus Machshavos, by Kol Ponim, according to Rashi, the Morif Teretz is right now that we use this Pasuk now to fable tour of Misasa by Shabbos. And what is the case talking about? So Gemara is like this, the Rav, according to Rav, Mishkachas Lo, where do we find the Ketaji Potom, Kagrein, Shineskavin, Lachtach, Esatolish, you have in mind to cut off something that was already cut off. In other words, you had a cucumber there, and you thought it was cut off before Shabbos, so you had in mind to do a chaticha that Torah Stam sliced the cucumber. What happened was, by mistake, the chotech Esther Mechuber came out, that cucumber was still attached to the ground. That's called misaser that you put them. You thought you're doing a melechus cutting of heter, and it comes out you're doing a melechus of yisura, that's called misaser that you are put them. Now, according to Abaye, the case is like this, a little bit less. The Mishkachas lo kagoyin din eskavin lagbiyas atolish. You had in mind just to pick up something that was tolish. You thought this cucumber was picked off ready from before Shabbos, and you had in mind just to pick it up, not even to cut it. V'chotecheh mechuba, by mistake it came out that you cut on something that was mechuba. So you weren't mischavin at all to make a maisa chaticha. You were only mechavin to do a maisa agbo that terun it came out did a maisa the chaticha the yisura. That's the case that you put off nesasi. But according to Abaye, in Rava's case, you'd be chayiv, because you had a mind to make a maisa chaticha. The Gemara says, the Yitm would not like this, the Gemara on Shabbos, Nitzkavein lagbiyas atolish. You had a mind just to pick up something that you thought was tolish, was cut off already. And it came up by mistake now, v'chotachesa mechuba, you cut off something that's still mechuba lekarka. So in this case, potter, that's misasek, my time, what's the reason? To loichavein l'shum chaticha. You did not have in mind to make a maisa chaticha at all. You had in mind just to make a maisa gebor. So that's called misasek that you put them. What's going to be the lachtoch esatolish? You have in mind though to cut the cucumber that you thought was cut off before Shabbos, and then it came out the chotach esamechuba by mistake. He cut off the mechuba. So abayi lo mechayiv and abayi yos. That's called mechas mashevis. That's not called misasek. Since the maisa, you know you had in mind to do a maisa of cutting. Even though you thought you're cutting something that tera, but now it comes out you're cutting something the yisura. But the ma'isa you had a mind to do a ma'isa chaticha. For that yichayev, that's not called misasik. So Abaye holds yichayev on Shabbos. So yichav on the shum chaticha. You had a mind to call home do a ma'isa chaticha. But Rav Rama Pot, Rav holds no yipoto. So lo yichav on a chaticha the yisura. He did not have a mind to do a chaticha the yisura. Therefore, according to Rav, yipoto. Okay, now we have the Mishnah says Rabbi Yosi Yom Lo Nechleku. Rabbi Yosi holds that there's no machlokes if you do the melacha ben hashmoshes between the Shabbos and Yom Kippurim. So he holds everybody holds your poto because you did a chatzim melacha on Shabbos, a chatzim melacha maybe on Yom Kippur. So Mora says Tanya learn like this. Tanya that Omer Lehem Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Omer Lehem Rabbi Yosi said to them, "Digdaktim acharai that you are medaktik after me." Chaimer Rashi says Nitzchuni that you won over me. That Rabbi Yosi says he admits that the Rabbanon entered back and won over Rabbi Yosi. The question is Mayomalei, what did the Rabbanon answer back to Rabbi Yosi? The Yomalu that Rabbi Yosi said back to them, Tigdaktim Acharai like you won over me. You're medaktik and you won over me. What did they answer back? The Gemara says Hoch Yomalei. This is what the Rabbanon answered back to Rabbi Yosi. That Hegidia ben Ashmoshes Mao. What are you going to answer the case? Let's say he just picked up something, ben Ashmoshes. He made a maisa Issa Shabbos by a maisa Agbor, just picking it up. There could be cases where you chayef for Agbor. Let's say you're standing outside and you put your hand inside the Rosh Hashanah and you pick up something. As soon as you pick it up, you chayef. So there's no shall to say it was done by Neshmoshes, if was done on Shabbos, if was done in Yom Kippur. It's one mitzvah, so the whole Gemam Loch is right away. So in such a case, why can't there be a machlokes whether you chayiv or not? Sesmi said, Omalei higdiya ben Neshmoshes mao, Omalehu tigdakta macharai. So what, that you won over me, you're right. So that's the question, why? To name the one, the Rabbi Yossi answer back and say still that Niksas Hagbor Hoysim Ayoim or Niksas Lamacha. Maybe even by Hagbor also, maybe here for the Malacha was done on Shabbos and here for done on Yom Kippur. Gemara says, Hochinami Kamlu the Dakim Acharai Ploy Helisim Biyodchem Klum. So again, the question was that Rabbi Yossi should have said back and know that even though the Malacha was a fast Malacha of Hagbor, picking it up from one Rishus into another Rishus where you are, but still the Gemara says back, Rabbi Yossi should have said back still, Hachinami, he should have said to him that it's possible, Niksas Hagbor, Hoysam Ayyam, and Niksas Lamachom, that the change of Ben Hashemash between Yoyim Belayel is also in 1 second. So it could be in the middle of that Hagbor was the change. So what did Rabbi Yossi say that you won over me? So Gemara says, yes, Hachinami, Komlu, this is really what Rabbi Yossi meant to say about the Chachomim. That the doctor Macher, I hear that you have questions upon what I'm saying, but you should know that at least in the Yotzkum Klum, you didn't win over me. I still hold what I'm saying. The Rabbi is still possible to say the person made the Maisag Boar, he picked it up Ben Hashmoshes. And it's possible to say that maybe in the middle of that Hagbor, it changed over from Yom Belayla. So if the Malacha was done on Shabbos, if was done in Kippurim, this Rabbi Yossi holds for sure you put it from Nechatis. Now the Gemara is the question, Ulu Rabbi Yossi. Gemar Malacha the Rabbi Lez the Paita. So what do you want to say, Rabbi Yossi? That even according to Rabbi Lez, you put it from Nechatis? Because it could be the beginning of the Malacha was done on Shabbos, and the Gemara of the Malacha was done on Yom Kippur. So for neither of them are you chayav b'chatas. And what's the question? Is that true? That according to Rabbi Lez, if you do only a mixas, the Gemara Malacha was done on Yom Kippur, you want to say that you put on I hear shemana lay the mechayav. We hear that according to Rabbi Lez, the Gemara at the end of the Malacha